Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Defensively, they got Warner and Bosa.
Let's go to Nagy in Los Gatos.
Hey.
Nagy in Los Gatos. Hold on one sec, though. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM at HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. What's up, Nagy?
It's okay. Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey.
I want to talk about so-called our genius coach at the 49ers. I don't get it. He is not a good coach. He is at best a good offensive coordinator, maybe. He does not know how to manage games. Historically, he's been losing double-digit leads in the fourth quarter, in the critical games, few Super Bowls. It's on him. Fourth and 23, for God's sake, if you don't trust your punter to kick the field goal, punt it. Put him deep. I don't get it why the media and you guys think that he is great. We have Belichick that has no job. I would, with no blink of an eye, fire Shanahan and get Belichick or anybody else. He is not a good coach.
But how do you explain all the winning the last 5 years? And you're right. I called him out for bad coaching in certain situations, but we can't ignore the rat on the table, which is the Niners have been in two Super Bowls and four straight NFC Championship games. You got to give him some credit, man.
I give him credit. He's not a great coach.
Right.
What is his overall percentage as a coach? Barely 500. Mm-hmm. Is that a great coach? Is that a genius?
I mean, people would say those first 2 years probably obviously didn't help. But 925, the secret is out on the Niners. If you out-physical them in the trenches, you stand a puncher's chance. We saw yesterday against the Cardinals and before against the Rams.
You know what? It's easy to say that when you don't got your big brother with you. And your big brother is Christian McCaffrey. And you know what? It just set in on me, Stoney, at 11:02 a.m. on a Monday morning. No victory Monday. At the end of the day, we all said this was a nothing burger for McCaffrey. The Niners will be fine offensively. And you know what we're starting to see? Maybe it's just they're not. When you miss a great back or a talent like Christian McCaffrey, there's consequences. So maybe I need to get off my horse and go back the other way, and I'm not making excuses, and say this is what is ailing this offense, the lack of the great Christian McCaffrey. But they got weapons. Yeah, they do, but nothing like McCaffrey, and maybe he's the straw that stirs the drink. Do you buy that, or is that an excuse?
Well, it's a little of both. Shanahan, what's the plan for McCaffrey?
His plan is to continue his rehab, and every day you try to push the rehab more and more each day.
There you go. Push the rehab. You got to push the rehab.
Right. I don't like any of it. I'm Troy Aikman right now, man. How can you?
How about some more Shanahan? This is from Purdy balancing the scrambling with the check down.
Is there a fine line sometimes of trying to exhaust the play and making something happen, and then sometimes maybe just taking a check down or throwing it away?
Yeah, always. I mean, that's why you try to cover that too when those things happen, good or bad. I mean, last week I thought it really helped out, and he made a number of plays with it, but I think I also said last week there was a couple that it hurt us on. And I'd say the same thing happened yesterday. There's always some good and bad for both of those things. You hope the good outweighs the bad, which it has. But there was a couple, in particular, that sack on the 2nd and 14 that were tough to overcome.
Yeah, that was from today, Kyle Shanahan talking about Brock Purdy balancing, scrambling with staying in the pocket. Hey, Evan.
Huh?
Let me play something for Goo real quick. I kind of love this one.
I think we got four guys coming in later today.
Can you reveal who those are?
I don't know. I don't have their names. No, that's what the guys are working on now. Just finishing this game and starting all the Seattle stuff on the short week. So I know those guys are scrambling in. I think they got four guys coming, but I didn't get their names.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
All right. I know I'm different, man. And maybe
Evan, you have a problem with Shanahan not knowing the kickers' names who are coming in.
Hey, maybe
Guru thinks he should be buttoned up and Belichick would know.
Maybe he truly did know.
Belichick didn't know the name of his kicker who was actually kicking for him.
Hey, just, I'm different, man.
Let's go to Joe in San Jose. Hey, Joe, what's going on, buddy? How you doing?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Woody, I just want to ask you guys a few questions. One important question.
Okay.
First of all, I think the weather played a huge factor in the game. And then my other question is do you think it's time to hit the panic button, or the Niners are in a good position right now? Just put fire under them to play better. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, no, I mean, the heat.
Please stop, Stoney.
The heat.
We don't do that.
Oh,
man.
We do it.
The other team had to play in the heat. That had nothing to do, the temperatures, with Mason getting the ball 14 times.
No, maybe it did. We don't know that.
What does that mean?
We don't know
that. These dudes practice all off season. This dude's a thoroughbred.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Give them the rock, and this has been a constant. Why are you not feeding the beast? Especially now, if Purdy is, you know, reading the clipping, Stoney, and maybe he is having fun back there being Fran Tarkenton. But yesterday he got popped a couple times, and you know, I mean, a loss of 6 yards here, a loss of 8 yards. You are not going to be able to manipulate NFL defenses the way he has, and he made some good runs yesterday, Brock Purdy. But Stoney, the first play of the second half went to Ayuk. Ayuk was open, ball hot. It was just a bad day for Purdy from an accuracy standpoint. But as far as fire, this ain't about no fire. The fire should have been lit last week, Stoney. This is about defense right now. They are not physical on that side of the ball. You got some studs, and you got one guy playing like a stud. I'm sorry. That's number 54. Outside of that, you don't know what you're going to get from the secondary. And who was that that got beat? Lenore on the play that would have been a touchdown. Kyler Murray missed. Who's my guy was running open on the sideline in the fourth quarter. I was like, oh, my God. He overthrew him. And he had beat. I think that was Lenore he had beat, but I'm just saying, this defense under Sorensen is nothing to write home about through five games.
Jordan Mason leads the league in carries by 10.
Okay.
He's got 105 carries.
Okay, but
the next highest has 95.
This is not major league. Have you ever heard of a guy, Derrick Henry? That's his claim to fame.
Mason's got more carries than him, though.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying. No.
I'm just saying,
Jordan
Mason leads the league in carries, and it's kind of
I don't believe that's
10.
Why he only had 14 yesterday. Kyle can't be thinking about that.
Well,
because it's an
you
air.
Want him to think about that with McCaffrey and his workload.
And maybe he didn't. He blew past that.
Well, maybe he's thinking about it
He didn't care about it, so now he cares about it?
Well, yeah.
But it's hurting your offense. I believe it's hurting your offense.
Maybe
you got something getting you 6 yards a pop, and you limit yourself with that. Why? On a day where it's 100 degrees.
Maybe that's why.
But Arizona didn't do that with Connor.
Well, he had 18.
Who wore you down?
He had 18 carries.
Okay.
Mason had 14. I mean, I'm not disagreeing with you. You're just throwing questions out, and I'm trying to answer them.
But I don't know. I want some consistency. At least admit that your boy's being consistent. We said the same thing in the Minnesota game. He went away from Mason. And if it's all of a sudden these guys are on a pitch count, if you say that, I get it.
They probably are.
But a guy or a weapon that's averaging 6 yards a pop and is a big butt and is a load to take down, you need to keep doing that. Yesterday, Purdy should have maybe threw it 25 times. Until I find out they can stop my run. That's what's glaring to me about what's going on in Kyle's brain. And he's becoming pass happy. And then the field goal that Wisnowski made, you can make an argument. You should have ran the ball on third and fourth down for the four extra points. But you're passing. I don't get it.
Al's in Chico. What's up, Al? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, great. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I wanted to talk about Shanahan. I really think that he's kind of a bonehead coach. If we would have had Moody yesterday, he wouldn't be talking about a loss right now. And the reason why he got hurt was on a kickoff. Now, with this new rule, I just don't get why coaches all around the league, I mean, not kick it right into the end zone and not even take a chance on anything that disastrous would happen yesterday. And Kyle, I mean, who's the special teams coach? Because our special teams has been absolutely atrocious. And I don't know. I mean, it seems like our losses, a lot of times is because our coach is getting out-coached by the other team. I mean, against the Rams, he in the post-game conference, he says, we knew that they were going to do a fake punt on us, which was critical. And he doesn't have our number one B out there. If you really think the guy's going to take it, he had our punt team out there, and the guy easily – I could have gotten the first down on that play. I don't know. I'm just kind of really mad about Kyle's just ineptness in these losses, especially with big leads. Of course, everyone knows that. Wow. But what do you guys think?
I think the fan base is frustrated, Al.
Well, and that was their sixth loss, up 10 points in the fourth under Kyle Stoney.
Did I see a stat yesterday entering the fourth quarter that with a 10-plus lead, he was like 38-0?
I saw that, and I saw it again as I watched it again. Like, explain that.
God.
Stoney, if it were the sixth loss in the fourth quarter up 10, how is that graphic correct?
I thought the graphic actually said 10-plus. So I think it might have stopped at 10. So it had to be 11 or more.
Is it Brian Snyder, the special teams coach?
Yeah, Brian Snyder.
Well, I'm guessing.
You want him fired too?
No, I didn't.
Who you want fired?
I don't want any. I want to radio wrestle you because you're not really.
You're right. I'm not.
Feed Mason the Rock.
Okay. That's leads all. The league in carries. 10 more carries than Derrick Henry.
And when you say that, you're saying there's just it's a limit to.
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe there is.
So in week five, we're he's on a pitch count.
Well, he's on pace now for 350 rushing attempts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.